Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you serious?
Better give it some preamble before this as well, Dev, because otherwise it's going to sound like last week's show.
What happened last week?
We had Rory Reid on. And then he had a chat with us, spoke to us about fucking up cars.
What do you mean preamble? Before you get into the topics?
Yeah, so this is the bit of talk that we do before we start the show.
I don't know if... I don't want to make it too, like, sort of political or whatever at the start. Yeah. There is one thing I wanted to bring up. I was going to ask you if you've encountered this.
Yeah, Brexit.
It's not Brexit. Not a million miles away, though, right? So this is something I feel like I've had to deal with a little bit too much for years now, okay? It's when somebody moves from outside of London to a place that traditionally might have been a bit of a rough area, but over time has become gentrified and a cool place to live. You know, I'm talking about your Hackneys, your Peckhams, your Brixtons, okay? Yep. You'll move to those areas and then you'll be having a chat, oh, where do you live? And, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, I live in, like, Brixton, or I live in Peckham or something, blah, blah, blah. I live in Hackney, I live in Dalston. I'm like, cool. And they're like, where do you live? And I'll tell them where I live. And, I, a lot of times I've lived in the sticks. And I'll go like, where? Like, oh, it's like 25 minutes outside. Like, it takes me like 25 minutes to get to work. What's even round there? Like, I mean, it's not like that much stuff, but I could just sort of go into town if I, like, need to go to a cafe. So I'll be having this conversation with these people. And I'm like, what's so fucking cool about where you live? Like, if you, like, live in Dawson, it's like, well, there's this amazing calf, right? They sort of roast their own beans that are from Ethiopia. I mean, I have been robbed 5 times since I've lived there. I've had my phone snatched several times out of my hand in the street, but it's such a cool area to live. It's really, like, I just want to explain, if you aren't from a big city, okay, and you move to those cities, you know the people who grew up there, they don't want to stay living in those areas. Okay. The goal is to make a little bit of money and move away from the area where you get robbed all the time or get the phone snatched out of your hand. I just felt like I needed to get that off my chest. Do you know what I mean? Don't talk to me about, oh, yeah, I moved to London, but I live in Brixton, whatever. Where do you live? Relax yourself with your 8th new phone that you've had since you've been in London for a year. Like...
You got it off your chest now.
I feel so much better.
Good Thank stuff. You. All right, this will make you feel better as well. One more time.
I'm talking about the booty on your body. I'm talking about the body that you got with the booty.
This gets better and better every time, innit?
Booty on your body with your body got a booty.
He's so into it.
Booty on your body, now your body got a booty.
Look, he's zoning.
And don't forget, baby girl, your body also got some nice booby. A booby on your body, 2 booby on your body. A booty on your body, then a booby's up top. A booby on your body, there's a booty on your body. Your body got a booty.
It's
and
the same every show now.
You know what? I'd like to, you know.
Do we have to, like, give your man some, like... We've got to give your man some big ups, the guy who's doing the song.
Mark Rebile, yes, that's his name.
I'm talking Baba Tupa Tapa Tupa Baba Booby. A rocket taka ta 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 ta. A chuka chong Baba Papa Papa Papa. A chaka chaka con Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan Rufus featuring Shaka Khan.
So good.
Yeah, Mark Rebile. I need to find out when he's next performing in the UK. We need to get him on the show. Should we get him on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a cool guy, man. So yeah, this is How to Kill an Hour. Actually, you know what? Let's do the How to Kill an Hour intro music. Why the fuck not?
Are you serious?
So this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Brunzi.
Hello, I'm Dev.
And we're also joined today by producer Billy in the house tonight. How you doing, Bill? You alright? You all good, mate?
I'm really good.
Bill's lost the will to live today. Should we explain what we were doing before we started recording? That we spent a full half an hour trying to come up with a jingle for producer Billy.
And I think we've got a jingle for Billy.
This all comes from him sending a video to...
A picture?
A cam girl. Oh, so it was a couple of pictures to a cam girl, Destiny mm-hmm. Diaz, to rate his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, mate, you got a massive hog on ya. Well done. And we've been obsessed with it ever since. So we're all like,
we have.
We need to at least honour it mm-hmm. with its own jingle.
Exactly. You ready, Billy? That's your intro.
Half an hour we spent doing that before the show today.
Ah, come on. It only took 5 minutes. But yeah, that is your thing now, Bill.
Are we going to play it every time we mention... Big Dick Billy! That's not going to get annoying, is it?
Nah, every time we say... Big Dick Billy! I don't think it's going to annoy him at all, you know?
I hate it already.
Yeah. Big Dick Billy! So yeah, this is How to Kill an Hour, the show where we like to talk about different ways we've been killing
that,
time.
That jingle aged like a bag of McDonald's. Big Dick Billy! It's good for all of 5 minutes.
I think the riff's kind of good though still.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll like flip between the instrumental version and... Just, I know people can't see Billy's face right now, but I think he's assassinated us several times in his mind.
I don't want to know what he's going to use to assassinate us because he's packing, bruv. Yeah?
Please don't kill us. Don't strangle us with your huge slug.
He'll just think, he'll see you like dropping something into the bin and he'll just like pick his dick up and throw it over your head. What a way to go. Death by cock. So the coroner's going to be like, well, there's some blunt force trauma to his head. And he seems to have 17 fractures in the back of his spine and the top of his skull.
The indentation appears to be the shape of a helmet. Is it some sort of...
It's like an enlarged acorn.
Some sort of veiny indent in the back of his head.
And then just as the coroner's like, hang on. I think I know who's done it. He just hears in the background. What's that noise?
Billy strikes again. Billy's not into it.
Billy is not feeling it at all, man. How you been killing time recently, though, Dev?
Gentrification, mate. What's that all about? That's what
back
I've been,
on that.
Nah, I don't know. What have I been killing time doing? Still doing Spanish, still doing my Duolingo. Still, I'm getting my bits together. I'm finally releasing my podcast, this one I've been doing with Age UK. On Valentine's Day, it comes out. The first episode's about love. And I've just been trying to be a good boy, keep out of trouble.
Are you managing to do that, bro?
Nah. No, I'm not. I'm such a terrible person.
I think you got to enjoy life and be free when you're free.
Yeah.
And then when you're not, you're not.
I really like a little bit of chaos. I think that's what I've learned about myself is that as well as things might be going, there's part of me that's like, why did you do something to fuck this all up? Ruin everything. Go on. You know, me and that voice, we argue with each other daily. Like, oh, come on, man. Like, yeah. A day off at least, bruv. It's like, no.
So when you look in the mirror, you actually have the Sith Lord. You know the Kermit meme where the Sith Lord's looking at him?
I see it more like, you know, Venom.
Yeah?
That's what I see it more as.
Fucking hell.
A grotesque face that pops up behind me.
We should eat them. Let's devour that prey.
I'm trying to think of examples I could say what the voice says to me, but then I'm realizing that might actually, it might come back to literally bite me in the ass. So
fuck Marcus.
Yeah.
Fucking podcast prick. Don't go and do the podcast today. Why don't we stay in bed and watch Vine compilations on YouTube? You like Vine? Remember that?
Yeah.
Why don't you try and have a wank with no moisturizer and wear all your rings?
I'm a dry yanker.
Are you a dry yanker?
I am a dry yanker.
No, I don't need moisturization, bro.
I used to. I remember as a kid, like 15. I was all about them. In fact, so much so that the smell of certain moisturizers gives me a little twinge.
Bring you back?
Yeah. Dove. Does that to me. The Dove moisturizer gives me a little
it bring you back. It's the same way that like sun cream makes you think of holidays.
Right.
Certain moisturizers make you think of knocking one out.
Precisely. If I was just talking about this to somebody the other day, and sorry to bring the podcast to these depths already.
They're already, okay? Mate.
Women, yeah. We started off the show with boobies on your body, so come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I was actually discussing with somebody the other day the complications and how difficult it was to masturbate for me when I was 15 years old in my family home. Mm-hmm. So the way that it was set out is I had the bedroom on the ground floor, everybody else was upstairs, the living room's on the ground floor. And what I would do is wait for, do you remember the 10-minute teasers you would get? So we didn't have internet. This is before I had internet at my house, right? So if you wanted some pornography, you would have to watch it on television, but on the family television. Mm. So what I would have to do is wait until midnight, until everybody had gone to bed, sneak out into the living room, knock one out to a 10-minute teaser, which, by the way, is soft core pornography. You're not
seeing. Isn't it just like a face, like someone's face is going,
it's not far off.
Like
it's
a little, not, and they shake their head around. Do you see a nip?
It's basically like FHM levels of porn. That's what you see. You might see some nips, you know, maybe sort of people simulating sex. Yeah. You're not going to see any penetration, but just the excitement that you might a little bit was. And also bearing in mind, you weren't watching, you know, eight people gangbangs or whatever, where now we're just so conditioned to seeing all types of porn. You're like, whatever, I've seen it. This was, you know, this was a golden era. You were still finding bits of discarded porn magazines in bushes and stuff. This is a golden era. But I do remember like the complications of having to knock one out in the living room, in darkness, and listen out for if anyone came down the stairs to use the kitchen or whatever. And
how close did you ever get to being caught?
Pretty close, man. Like pretty close to, like, you know, if I heard somebody coming down the stairs, I would have to change the channel and then just sit on the sofa.
And tuck your boner away.
Just sit on the sofa like, oh, hey, bro, what's going on? Just sitting there in the dark watching darts. Just sitting there watching old episodes of Catchphrase. Yeah, like, what's up, dude?
Sitting here watching the radio. Why have you flipped up to the radio channel?
Out of breath, wait. Yeah, I was just, they played some MC Hammer. I was just really into it for a second. What are you doing? Anyway. So they come, I did come pretty close. But actually, when I think about it now, maybe that's where I sort of intrinsically linked excitement and,
yeah, you know, that's where the voice started.
Why don't you try and watch 10 minutes teasers, Def? Mm-hmm.
Do you know the saddest one would be going to bed and setting an alarm?
Oh, you did it. What time did the 10 minutes teasers start? 10 to 12?
Well, no, the 10 minutes teasers started at 12 and there'd be three channels. There'd be adult channel where you'd get 5 or 10 minutes and it would count down as well.
So you're like going,
that's the other thing about it.
Yeah. In your head, you've got the countdown timer. Okay.
Now you've made it. Now you've made it a sport. Okay, you made it competitive. Right, I'm hearing. Gotta get my head in the game, man. There's only 3 seconds left on the clock, and now I'm not even close to coming.
You're practicing drills from your room to the living room during the day. Then what are you doing? Just working out.
Oh, so sad, man. You know what? Kids these days, mate, don't even know they're born.
You know what?
Don't even know they're born.
So much available nowadays, yeah. I think that, yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so Dev, Facebook.
A smooth transition.
Facebook. Yeah, there's no porn on Facebook. Was there ever porn on Facebook?
I've never seen porn on Facebook. Maybe Facebook's in like the early days before like people got into flagging and stuff. I don't think you'd be able to get away with that now.
Nah, man.
Facebook feels like very family kind
of. Instagram's got smart. Twitter's got no rules.
Instagram, I feel like they'll shut that down. Twitter, I almost daily see penetration, some tits.
Yep.
And you're not even really prepared for it. I like to have the option. If I want to go and look at tits or whatever, that's what I'm going to go and look for. I open my internet browser, open up an incognito tab, and I go and look for what I want to look at. Mm. I don't want to be accosted with it. Mm. You know what I mean, battered over their head with a penis. I don't want that.
Do you browse it? Like, do you go, yeah, I'll see what's happening today? Or do you know exactly what you're going
to? No, I know if I'm going to.
Really?
Yeah.
You never think, let's just see what's on the menu tonight.
Do you see who said Facebook and we still managed to like bring it back?
Yeah, so, anyway. Sorry.
Let's see what's on the menu. I just tuck my tissue into my neckline. All right.
Right, anyway.
What
Facebook,
have we got?
Facebook have fucked up, Dev. Right, they've apologized because they've translated Chinese president name Xi Jinping's name as Mr. Shithole on its platform during a visit to Myanmar last week.
Shit.
Oops. So they fucked up. Imagine that your translation means a president's name is Shithole.
Wait, what on his name tag? Hello, my name is Mr. Shithole.
So what happened? There's a technical error, right? And it was very. It's fair to say it was pretty awkward for all parties involved. So as part of his visit,
let's
I'll
not
give
watch
some background.
A video,
No. I'll tell you about this. No, you don't. As part of a visit of the president. Yeah. So here's half an hour of the presidential visit.
Let's not watch. Let's not watch the video.
No, we're not watching the video. So as part of his visit, Xi met with state councillor Aung Yong Suu Kyi to sign various infrastructure agreements. Basically have a very serious meeting. But when there were posts put about it on Facebook, the name was translated to Mr. Shithole in English, right? So I don't know how you feel about it, but if someone said my name was Mr. Shit, I'd be fucking pissed off, bro.
Well, it's interesting though, because there's some world leaders you could say that about and people would be furious. And there's some people we'd be like, nah, who cares? Like if, for example, if someone accidentally called Boris Johnson a dickhead in a publication somewhere,
totally fine,
no one would care.
Totally fine with that. People called him a shithead, isn't it?
No one would care.
Exactly. But for in this situation, I think it kind of mattered.
You
both
say that about, like, you know, your boy Putin or something like that. Like, you gotta be careful.
You're gonna say that about Putin?
I'm not gonna say that about him, man.
Are you saying that? Are you hypothetically indirectly saying that?
A little bit. You know what's also quite interesting? Out of all the world leaders, if you think about, if it like came down to it, like you in a room with them, who would you stand a chance with? Right? I reckon I could take Boris. Easy. I reckon I could mash up any former prime minister.
The UK would smash up all the UK.
Any former prime minister.
No one looks like they're really doing
you know
any
what?
Business in the room.
Three of them at once.
Yeah.
Any three former prime ministers and me in a room.
Yeah.
I work there.
Smash them.
Easy. Say like Putin, for example.
Nah. He looks like he'd have a switchblade in his sock. Nah, and
I
just
don't think
he'd
need it. I think isn't he like a legit judo black belt or something? He'll just fling you on the floor, smash your face against
you
the
floor.
You
know what he'd let you have the first hit. Yeah, you'd hit him in the face, and then he'd let you watch a bit of blood drip down his lip, and he'd wipe it with his finger and go,
just so I like it.
That'll get him going.
He doesn't look like the kind of guy who would let you have the first punch,
yeah,
innit?
Yeah, and then he'd be like,
let's go.
I don't think I know enough other world leaders to kind of know who I'd be able to. It's quite a fun game though.
I mean, Kim Jong-un, I mean, I don't know if I would even want to have that conversation, bro. You're shook in it.
He'd probably win. He'd probably win.
But yeah, so basically they translated his name wrong. So basically,
that's
President,
really bad. That's so bad.
President Xi's name sounds similar to Xi Qing Fin, right? Which roughly translates to feces, whole buttocks in Burmese. So basically, Facebook was translating it.
That's even
to
worse.
The name
she. Feces whole buttocks is even worse than shithole.
Even worse than
she.
Hole.
Who do you reckon's getting in trouble for that? Like the person who translated it,
bruv. Whoever it is, they are fucking getting put out, because you know when the shit hits the fan.
It kind of very good. It kind of reminds me of you know, it happens at least once a year, right?
Yeah.
Some translator who's doing sign language.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
At a big event, someone will be doing sign language.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day you'll read in the newspaper or see online, it'll be like, oh yeah, this was bullshit. The person was just making it up. Yeah. And you're like, it keeps happening. It's happened enough times. Can we look at somebody doing fake
sign language? So the original guy, was he South African? Where was it? Where did it happen? South Africa?
How do you not know that people are going to,
the fake flap interpreter is what
but
they
I
called
can,
him.
I can so see how that went down, right? So someone comes to your city or where you live, da, 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 and they're like, listen, we've got some event coming up. We're going to need caterers. We need some camera guys. Can anybody do sign language? No, anybody? So we're offering quite a lot of money for anybody who can do sign language. Anybody? And they're like, yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I can do it.
You can definitely do sign language. You're not just saying that because we said that you like get lots of money for it. Yep.
Yeah, I got this. I'm good.
So this guy that we're watching now, he doesn't know sign language. He's making everything up.
Yeah. So this guy that we're watching right now, okay, rotted. Yeah, this geezer here, yeah.
Right. So can we hear it? I suppose Matt.
Oh, you can put some sound on it if you want.
None of us.
We don't need to hear what's being said because he's just making up stuff.
Yeah. But look at the conviction though. That's what I like. If you're going to bullshit it, like go for it.
He's just freestyling the whole thing.
I don't know sign language. Oh, that one was a bit dodge. I don't know sign language, but to me, he's making...
He's just speaking gibberish.
He's kind of slowed down a little. Ooh. See, he's airing it up enough that...
He's doing the same thing. There's
people there. This is a funeral. This was a funeral! This is a memorial service for Nelson Mandela. And he's just there lying. People are there crying and he's there just doing fraud at Nelson. There's a special place in hell for you.
His shoulders have dropped a little bit. Yeah. He's realised he's out of his depth.
Isn't this the one where he realises he's on camera and he steps out to the side awkwardly? I think that happened.
He thought he was going to be on and then he could get away with it because he'd just be stood to the side.
Yeah. And then he like sneaks out. Yeah, here's it. He kind of clocks he's on camera.
Billy was right. He does keep doing the same thing. He looks like whatever he's signing, it's like bread market toothpaste. That's the way he's saying bread market toothpaste.
Oh, fucking scumbag, man.
The ball's on that, though. The ball's on that guy to do that, to stand up and pretend that you know sign language. I respect that.
Fucking fraudster. That's what he is, bro. Super fraudster. Also on the internet this week, Dev, there's been a lot of fucking hype around a boiling sun picture. Now, I've shown Dev a picture. For those listening on the podcast, can we just describe what you're seeing?
It looks like popcorn.
Yeah, it looks
delicious,
like popcorn.
Delicious, butter-kissed popcorn.
I think it looks a bit like my eczema when I was like 10 years old. Oh, like, I really inflamed. Yeah,
where
man.
Did you have it?
Had it in between the insides of my elbows. What's that called? What crease is that called between your forearm and your
elbow
bicep?
Elbow crease. It's the only crease in your arm.
Arm crease then? Yeah. Well, all right. And behind the backs of my knees and then like a few other spots as well.
Did any kids clock on and make fun?
I was lucky enough for it to just be in those spots. No, none on the face. Yeah. Yeah, none of that.
Every like one went to school with... Kid who had like a bit of eczema around the eyes or something, around the face in school. And when we were much younger, and I was only reminded of this a few years ago when I went to my niece's school, didn't everybody go to like, there was always one kid in your school with that raspy voice.
Yeah. What's going on, bro? Miss, can I have another biscuit, please?
The Cartman kid, yeah.
Why is his voice so raspy? I want to know where that kid who's in every school, I'd love to see that version of that kid in every school, where they are now. Like, are they just...
Where does your voice go from there?
Yeah. Like, in the supermarkets, like, you know, can I have an extra bag, please? I'd hate to have a raspy voiced kid.
Dad.
What, a kid with a raspy, a heavier voice than you?
Dad.
Just...
I want some juice.
Yeah.
Spend some more time with me, Dad.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to. Your voice makes me uncomfortable.
Your kid sounds like Smeagol.
If they did, if your kid does have a raspy voice, at least have the common decency to not teach them proper English so they sound like Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
But Smeagol is quite well spoken.
Do you know he's ready?
I'm thinking of
that's Yoda, isn't it?
Hate raspy voice kids, man.
Oh,
ugh,
man.
Made me sick.
So, yeah, we're looking at a picture of the sun, Dev. And I don't know. The internet wasn't
popcorn. You're showing me a picture of popcorn right now.
Now, there was like even a moving image, right? And don't get me wrong, I'm all up for space exploration, but if I had taken this picture and it came into the office, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable sharing this with the world with my chest held high.
Yeah, like what are we supposed to be like? Wow, it's the sun. Are people annoyed by it?
The internet has been pretty annoyed. People have been going, oh, great, Cocoa Pops. Sugar Puffs, yeah, Sugar Puffs.
You know
bowl
what
of sugar
it is?
Puffs.
People wanted it so that when you zoomed in on the sun... we're actually going to see like a pair of sunglasses on.
Yes, man. Yes.
That's what it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not what we're saying.
That's exactly what I'm. Yeah. So yeah, that kind of missed off the internet.
It's impressive if you're a fucking nerd. That's what that is. That's like, otherwise you look at it and you go, what is that? And someone goes, that's a picture of like the surface of the sun. You go, oh, okay. If you're a fucking nerd, then you're like, oh, well, oh, so close. And but other than that, you're pretty unremarkable.
Yeah, it's fucking shite, man. Terrible.
It's really bad.
Yeah, man. People say it look like a nutty snack bar.
I want to do that for the moon, man. Show us the aliens on the moon. That's what I want to see.
What would impress you? Yeah, I was going to say, what would actually impress you? So aliens on the moon. What would you want to see?
I want to see, you know, remember that old school Bigfoot picture?
Yes.
Where like Bigfoot's like walking in the wild and he's kind of like, and he's still got a wristwatch on or whatever it is. I want to see the version of that, but on the moon. That's what I want to see. Like a little sort of shady figure walking across the surface of the moon. That's what I want to see.
What, and it kind of looks, and then when it sees the camera, it scuffles away.
Maybe we wouldn't be able to handle that. Or a footprint, like a weird shaped footprint, or just like writing like, Glasgow was here or something.
Yeah.
Little alien writing.
I'd want to see some aliens just fucking kicking it. Do you know what I mean? Just chilling out. Just chilling out. Like an alien sitting there in like zero G smoking a smack spliff of moon rocks. Just like.
Like the spliff's got its own like astronaut outfit.
Yeah. And then he lets go of the spliff, turns around, the spliff just stays there in low gravity, does something, comes back. Takes a little suck, leaves it there. That's what I'd want to see, man. But
not that. We don't want to see that.
I am not impressed. Like, I mean, you're not missing out on anything if you're not seeing this clip, because it just looks like, I don't know, eczema, sugar puffs.
It smacks a little bit of, so he's promised to deliver, okay?
Yeah.
He said to the, or she has said to the people in the lab, I'm going to get a picture of the sun. Closest picture of the sun anyone's ever had. And all week, it's probably taking longer than that. All week, they've been ribbing him or her. Like, go on, where's the picture then? Where's the picture?
Yeah, where is it?
And they haven't been able to get one. Or they've seen how unremarkable it is and had just had to fucking turn it in anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's unreasonable, bro. Are you
trying to Skype somebody right now? Or?
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to show you this.
That's impressive. Sort of medium distance from the sun is impressive.
I'm not going to be impressed until I see a starship.
That's a drawing.
I want to see a starship, bruv. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, stop distracting us with the boring shit.
I want a spacecraft. Yeah. We went to space went to the moon 50 years ago, apparently. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Because I'm like, bruv,
Kubrick.
Exactly. 50 years ago, right? And we're trying to tell me there's not a McDonald's on the moon yet. That's what I'd be expecting right now. Yeah. Or a big M on the moon. Or a Nike tick.
Yeah,
Apple logo.
I had a book when I was younger about that was trying to predict what the future was going to be like, and they reckoned by 2015 there was going to be like, you know, basically like a Westfield on the moon.
Yes,
and like we'd all live in like glass domes and stuff.
Too fucking right. Not happening though.
No,
Jesus Christ,
because it's not there.
We might be speaking.
The earth is flat.
All right. Whoa. Okay.
We can't get there.
Not really going there, Dev. All right.
I don't believe that.
But Dev, there have been 117 new emojis, though, added in 2020.
Yay.
We could be speaking in pure emoji language in a few years, though, bro.
Like
I do that already.
Graphics.
Yeah. Standard. So there's 117 emojis going to be released, including a transgender flag and a man in a wedding dress. Okay. And also a MX clause, an indistinguishable male or female clause they've got.
Cool.
But I've got a little bit of a problem with one of them, Dev. And it's the Italian hand grab there. Now, I'm not being funny. That's not going to be loved in a few years, isn't it?
But do you really think that that's racist? And it's interesting you said the Italian hand grab.
That's what people are calling it. I'm just going off the article because, you know, people have been grabbing screenshots of like people in the Senate and stuff doing that with their hands saying, oh, I didn't know they were Italian.
That is a real difficult one because I've been to Rome.
Yeah.
And I saw people talking like that.
Were they actually talking like that to each other?
People talking like that, yeah.
Are they really doing it?
I think it's different. All right, say for example, you know when someone comes back from Jamaica and they'll be like, Irie, man, or whatever. It's like, yeah, no one really says that.
Yeah.
No one's like, yeah, Irie in Jamaica. So some stereotypes don't really hold up.
Yes. But Italy's safe now at the moment, yeah.
Well, I'd be interested to hear from Italian. I did it just then. Just
you just did it.
I'd be interested to hear from Italian people how they feel about that hand gesture.
Yeah. If you're Italian, please let us know in the Facebook group. How do you feel about an emoji that has the stereotypical emoji, stereotypical hand grab?
I actually would have interpreted it possibly offensive for a different reason, in that is it pandering? Is it kind of like, oh, hey guys, we're on your side. You know, look, there's an emoji for everybody. We support everyone from everything.
So what would be the British version of that then?
The British version of like the hand sign. Billy's just put up his middle finger. Yeah.
Billy's just whipped his cock out. That's his like immediate go-to answer for everything,
what,
isn't it?
What is the...
I think that would be...
What was that, Billy? Billy said it'd be whipping out his cock.
No.
Would it be Bill?
Get a load of this.
Middle finger.
A middle finger.
Middle finger's too rude to be British.
That exists anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Middle finger emoji. Cup of tea, a hand sipping a cup of tea.
Is that what
with
that
a little
is?
Pinky out? That?
What if it's like two middle fingers together, right?
M&M emoji.
And they're like pointed at loads of other countries. Maybe I'll just leave it at that one. Yeah,
fair enough. Right, so can we describe the other emojis that we're seeing here as well? Because I noticed when new emojis drop, we don't always find them out. So let's talk through them.
And it's interesting to think, oh, I thought we already had that one, but we don't. Like ninjas.
Ninja
for example,
emoji.
I thought that was an obvious one. I thought we already had ninjas.
Yeah, we've got ninjas.
Beaver's going to be hilarious.
Beaver. What is the, to the right of the beaver, is that a yak or a bison?
Bison.
Yeah. Of a dodo.
Dodo. Dodo's good. You can call people dodos. That'd be fine. Like, shut up, dodo.
You've got a mammoth as well.
You little worm.
Yeah. A very fancy looking cat, like an Egyptian looking cat.
Yeah.
Let's
scroll down a little bit.
Baby seal. A worm.
Wait, what's the one next? Oh, what's the one next to the mammoth? Is that a cat?
It's a cat, like a kind of fancy, like an Egyptian sphinxy looking cat.
That's weird.
A wrap. We've got a food wrap. A green pepper. A pot with an emergency cross on it. A red pot with emergency cross on it. Is that a fondue pot? Sorry, a fondue pot. My bad. Swedish.
Yeah, but why is it? Oh, because Swedish. Yeah, right, not medicine. Right, got you.
Blueberries. What else? What was my favorite? Lungs.
And the one next to the heart, like an actual heart.
I'm gonna send
I'm gonna send that one instead of the heart emoji.
So like an actual bleeding heart.
When I'm like, oh, I love you, it's gonna be the pumping heart one.
Right. And there's an army hat and a screwdriver. Nice. Are you an emoji user?
Do you think the accordion one's a bit racist?
For what? For what? I don't get it. I missed that one.
You could say any of them. Look, pinata. Is that pinata. Racist?
The Russian doll.
Is it racist? Is it,
you could send that. If you had a Russian like missus, you could send it. Hey, Russian, you're my Russian doll. Is that cute? Is that endearing? You're my little Russian doll.
That's a good thing for this show. What? Is it racist?
Is it
Is this a little bit racist?
Is it racist? How racist is this?
Yeah.
On today's episode of How Racist Is This, we have...
On a scale from like... You know, Auntie Doreen to complete bigot. Is this racist?
Is this the uncle who says, they're all right, but I don't like them kind of racist?
Shall I tell you what I thought was quite interesting? My aunt always sends these Irish memes to our family chat group. And, you know, it'll be like, you know, and on the eighth day, God created the Irish because he decided the world needed more fun. I was like, it'll be stuff like that. You know, like, and you like obviously everyone just replaces Irish with wherever they're like, people are. They're like, oh, yeah, we are like that. Yeah, you are right. But sometimes I'll just be lazy. Like this one she sent me the other day that I thought was really funny because it just went... Irish people are smarter, funny, and better than everyone else. It's just like,
straight. All right, then.
But then I was like, replace Irish, with say if I went white or.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Anglo-Saxon.
Fucked up. Fucked all the way up. Yeah, fucked it all the way up.
Just change the word. And I know some people are going to go, well, the implications of that, of course, is because Irish is sort of persecuted over like centuries. And I'm like, yeah, no, I understand that, but yeah. It's still a little bit, that to me is a little bit racist, isn't it? That sort of, oh, we're funnier than everybody else, or everybody knows we're secretly better than everyone else. We're more fun to have at a party, or.
Mm. But it's a fact though, Irish people are fun to be around though. They've got their Irish charm is a real thing.
They
bruv.
Are good, as they say, crack. They are good.
They are good crack. There's something about the Irish charm, brother. I feel like an Irish person can get away with saying the most fucked up stuff to me. I'll be like, you're fucking, you're all right, mate.
Irish accent, I think, top three favourite
which
accent,
one?
I think.
Belfast or North or South?
Where's Sharon Horgan from?
I don't know where Sharon Horgan's from.
Sharon Horgan is, her voice, to me, it's like someone pouring liquid velvet into my ears. It's really? So nice.
Where is she
the
from in Ireland?
So nice. She, like, can you just read the phone book to me?
She was born in Hackney, apparently, but her parents are from Mayo, so she's kind of got a crossover. Yeah, Mayo, County Mayo, which is in Ireland.
Okay,
Ireland's that's Ireland, where so not Northern Ireland.
That's where I go. Can we do a How to Kill an Hour live show in County Mayo?
Just
what's
so you
the,
can
what's
perv.
Your audience like in Ireland? Can we go over there?
It's all right. UK's doing all right, you know. So what? You'd like to, you just want to go over there and say, so how's it going, guys? Yeah, I'm fine. What's your name?
It just really does it for me, man.
Hey, that Dev.
That's awesome.
You can't just go out there and perv. They'd have to want to hear you speak as well.
You don't think people do? No, of course they do. People, it's not exactly sex tourism, is it? To go to a country where you enjoy their accent.
Nah, not at all. But if they knew you were like getting off on stage, you're like, sorry, just go.
I'm not like getting off on it. It's just, you know, it's just warming her up. That's all.
I think Latino accents sometimes do it for me, but it all depends. I think
pound for pound, probably the sexiest accent in the world. I think.
Yeah, sexy, but also if they're angry though, that can flip quite quickly into something that really, like an angry accent, any accent angry does so much for me, bruv.
Yeah, and... Yeah, so
if someone's angry, I'm like, yeah.
Whether it's angry or passionate or like a sort of a Spanish or Hispanic is very nice. I've always been quite partial to a Scouse accent as well. I never understood that thing of when I was growing up, people going like, oh, there's all these accents around the UK. And then there's the Scouse. Oh, gosh, oh, it's awful. I think it sounds adorable.
I don't think it doesn't quite
do. Scouse accent?
You just sounded like a Scouse. You just converted into it.
I stood behind this girl once on at Lime Street Tube in Liverpool, waiting to get on the train. I was like, I'll stop if I get myself some Burger King, right? Yeah. And she said one of the most beautiful sentences I've ever heard anyone utter. She was looking for something to eat and she went like this. Which already is pretty Scouse, right? Did I say the story last week?
Yeah, you did.
Well?
You said it before. I was going to let you say it again. I was like, that's how I know it's the truth. Pound for pound. God, you might as well finish it.
She went, I'll have a chicken royale with cheese, please. Oh, yeah, man. Why did I end up talking about, have I got like only four stories that I just keep saying over and over again?
Yeah, pretty much. We could just recycle them for the show. All right, it's all good, though.
So there we go. Scouse, County Mayo, and some sort of Hispanic. That's my top three accents.
Nice. Now, Dev, as a single man, you're happy being single at the moment, aren't you? You kind of mentioned it before. You said you're cool. Nah,
really,
you're
man. According to my therapist, she thinks I'm incredibly lonely.
If only
she's
she
like,
knew.
She's like, stop trying to fill that void.
With white pussy.
Did I say that last week as
well? Yeah, wide or white. Yeah, that's it. So,
I can't believe I said that.
So Taste Card, yeah, they're a company that you buy.
That girl wasn't a Scouser, by the way.
She not?
The one who said
stuff. Oh, yeah, no. But,
but it would have been quite, and maybe I wouldn't have minded as much if she'd said it in a Scouser accent. I'd be like, oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, but I'm still of the view, but let's just put you back in the frame. Dev had sex with somebody and she said, well, I think she said, fuck this wide pussy.
She didn't say wide.
And then you're thinking she said white.
Yeah, I heard the t.
You heard the t? Is the that hit you? When you heard what? You were like, what? So you did the gentlemanly thing, is you stopped having sex with her at the time and said,
I didn't. Finished, and then never spoke to her again.
So, Dev,
like anyone who does anything weird, James, when I'm having sex with him, I don't mention it at the time, and carry on like everything's normal.
Oh, that's cool.
And then
that's
never
cool.
speak to them again.
What, like, no,
no explanation.
No, it's, no, that's no, that's not no good. No, that's no.
You know what you did.
That's bad, Dev. That's
on you. No, that's unravel.
We don't condone that behavior. That's not fair. That's not nice. So taste card, yeah. There's this card that you get discounted in restaurants all over the UK. Yeah. I'm just moving on. But they've got a restaurant for single people, Dev. That's why I'm bringing this up.
Oh, fuck off. I don't want to go to a single restaurant.
It's called the First Self-Love Restaurant. Yeah, it features
I don't like the sound of that.
Table.
I don't want self, yeah, Billy's onto it. I don't want the word self-love and restaurant together. Gross.
But you
put
can
put loads of my self-love into this kale.
You can look at it. Look at my self-love dripping off that kale.
You'll never guess what the secret sauce is.
But it features solo tables so diners can enjoy a romantic
You're
meal by
me
themselves.
Sad.
Yeah, and also
you get, let me see what the tables look like.
You get a mirror. I've not got a picture of it. But you got a mirror in front of it, so you don't feel as alone. So you're facing something.
Nah, wait, is the mirror reflecting your own lonely reflection back at you?
Yeah.
So sad.
I don't like it, but it's a dining it's like, solo on
yourself.
Dining solo on Valentine's Day is a taboo. In fact,
nobody
dining solo is a taboo.
Be with you.
Do you ever go to a restaurant and eat by yourself? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've done it plenty of times. It's really weird the first time you do it. First time you go to a restaurant on your own, you're like, everyone's looking at me and I feel like a fucking loser.
Mm.
And I have to go, oh, keep checking my watch every 5 seconds to go, oh, they said they'd be here by now. And then you know, the way it comes over and goes, you want to move all this other stuff on the other side? Because seeing it's just you're like, no, just leave it.
Yeah.
Oh, is someone coming? Well, no, but I don't want everybody else to know that no one's definitely coming to come
exactly.
and sit with me. But over time, like, I've kind of got over it.
Yeah. You at this time, Dev's like 3/4 of the way through the first bottle of wine, slurring his words. Poured a bit in the glass in front of him and he's at the start of the meal and then halfway through, he gets it and angrily drinks it, smashes the glass down on the table.
You gotta be comfortable. You got to be comfortable in yourself, I think, to go out and have dinner on your own. You got to pick where you go as well. I wouldn't go maybe on my own. Nando's, I think, would be a bit sad. But then equally, like a really nice 5-star restaurant would be like a bit sad as well to go. Some sort of mid-range.
No one to share the experience with, innit? That's what it's sad about if you're at a fancy restaurant. But so like a McD's or something like that, you just smash that, keep it moving.
Fair enough. Wouldn't go to McDonald's and sit there and eat on my own. I wouldn't. I'm better than that.
All right.
I know I shouldn't say that. But I've just realised that about myself. I'm better than going into McDonald's and eating in there on my own.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm not.
I'll take it round the corner, sit in a park. I'm not sitting in McDonald's. Oh, let me just find an open space and get my tray. No.
I would smash that.
I'm better
bro.
Than that.
All right, fair enough. Let's see what drunk you at 5 a.m. is better than that to be in there. Fucking.
The drunk version of yourself ain't better. I probably already told this story in the podcast as well. I remember leaving an establishment one time with this girl, and one of my friends, she'd seen me from across the room, walked over, grabbed me by the arm, and went, "You're not going to leave with this girl, are you?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She said, "Come on, Dev, you're better than that, mate." And I leaned in really close to her and I went, "No, I'm fucking not. This is the exact level I'm on. I'll see you later." She felt really bad about it the next day. She was like, "Oh, I'm really sorry I said that to
you." Why did she feel bad? You were in tune with who you fucking were.
I know who I am.
Yeah. Anyway, right. All right, Dev, I lied to you a little bit, bruv. There's a plot twist. There's not mirrors in front of you. You actually be seated in front of someone else on the other side of the glass.
And they reveal it. Like some shit version of Blind Date.
Just in time for the last course, the waiters will release the mirrors in a Blind Date style to reveal the diner you've been eating in front of all this time. You can have an option to split the bill and claim a 2-for-1 deal. Clearly, Taste Car's doing some PR work here, but I think this would be quite interesting. I'd love to send you along to something like this.
No, send someone else. I'm not going.
Would you not like to at least just try it out? Just sit there, eat your meal, and then the mirror goes up whoosh, right before dessert.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Look. So what we would have been talking before, so as we're having the first two courses, the mirror's down, you can't see anything. You don't say a word. And then it just reveals at the end.
You just see them. Hey. Maybe we should send you to Don's Le Noir. Maybe we should send you to the dark, and then they might have like a speed dating night where you just sit down and talk
no,
to
No, man. Oh, look. I'll walk up to a girl I like on the street and be
say,
like,
yo.
And be like,
hey.
Hello.
You. Hey.
Hi. Hey. Kay. I'm sorry to bother you, Kay. You obviously look busy, but I think you look nice. So can I get your phone number, please?
Wow.
Okay.
Do you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with talking to somebody politely.
Is that right?
Like,
can I get your phone
nothing
number?
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Cool. All right, well, I'll call you later.
I want to say something. You'd be like, you got, you know, like big booty body, and you're like...
That's, why does he default to this behavior?
You got a big booty, but...
Excuse me, can I just say...
I just want to talk about the booty on your body.
You got a booty on your body, okay?
And
a booty on your body.
On your body, you've also got two boobies.
You know what? Why that? Obviously, that brilliant stuff never works. I mean, yeah, apart from the fact it's grotesque. I've been on the receiving end of, like, overly aggressive chat-up lines.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Go on, I'll give you one. You can give me one.
And it makes you feel so uncomfortable. Mm. I know it's like there'll be like women listening to this like, yeah, duh, but you know, sorry, I'd never experienced it before. And like, I remember it was a dude who come up to me and he just went, excuse me, can I just tell you, I'd fuck the shit out of you, and then walked off. And then sort of left like, I don't really know what to do there.
Because it was a dude, he probably literally could fuck the shit out of you if you had...
Only because that would have been like my up defense mechanism. Like,
he could, he actually could.
Shield!
Actually could.
Go, get your doodle. Yeah. But yeah, I just didn't... Where are you supposed to go from, I'd fuck the shit out of you?
There could be a 1 in 100 chance that you went... Come on in.
It's less than 1 in 100, though.
1 in 1,000, come on in. But if you play the numbers game and you just walked out around all day long, excuse me, I'd fuck the shit out of you. Excuse me, I would fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah, do you know what?
I'm not suggesting to do that. Please don't do that.
Given where I was, you're right, he probably was playing a numbers game.
Right.
But I was also, I wanted to be like,
yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
You think... I'm that easy. I mean, I am. But do you think I'm that easy?
Yeah.
You could just walk up to me and say, I'd fuck the shit out of you. And I'd be like, all right, let's go.
Mm.
You can take me for a drink.
Compliment
me on my hair, my rigorous moisturizing routine.
He was feeling himself.
That.
He was feeling himself. He looked at you and he thought, you'll do. You'll be up for it.
I'm a fucking catch, mate. On a good day, I'm a catch. You can't just roll up to me and be like, fuck the shit out of you. And I'd be like, oh, let's go. Nah, mate. Nah, bruv. Nah, mate.
Oh, man. Who would you
like? He jogging.
Oh, man. Look, here's some game for you, yeah? This works male or female, yeah? You see someone that you fucking like, yeah?
Wait, no, you was going to say you had a chat up line that someone said to you and you...
Oh, mate. I've had someone walk up to me and just touch my cock. And obviously, this is DJing, isn't it? I've just been in the booth. I've span around. It was in Preston. Surprise, surprise. I've turned around. This is years ago. And the DJ booth, it was a club called Browns, yeah? You've been there. Yeah. And you remember the DJ booth had no door in it? You literally just walked in and walked out of it. Yeah. So it was like a little gap.
Like a saloon.
But it was slightly, like a saloon. It's slightly higher than the dance floor, obviously, so you could see across it. So the entrance to the DJ booth was a step up. So if you're in the DJ booth facing outwards, and I'm talking to you standing down, like standing on the floor, your penis is going to be closer to my eye level, yeah, than it would be if we're standing on the even ground. So this girl was pretty short, and I was standing at the booth, and she just looked at my crotch and went, and like squeeze. Fucking hard,
really,
like, hard, not like,
oh, come on,
not like, she didn't try and break it, did she? She just like gave it a vigorous juggle, but like slapped up the balls a bit as well, and was like, yeah, what's your name? And I was like, hang on a second, right? Let's reverse this. If I walked up to you and grabbed her by the pussy, if I walked up to her and like go and grabbed her pom-pom and said,
go jail, mate.
That feels great, yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And I looked down at her and I said, fuck off. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
What are you supposed to do, bruv?
I've never in my life seen somebody and found them attractive in a way where I felt compelled to like touch them.
Nah, even like a, like, you know, like the bum smacking thing. I don't get it, bro.
I can't imagine seeing something, oh, they're so hot, and waiting for them to walk past me and smacking them in the ass, or even walking up to somebody and like, even like putting my arm around.
Nah, it just feels so invasive.
You ain't even said hello yet,
I'll tell you what's sexy, when somebody pushes them, when you've got in the mood, like, and you're talking to somebody and a song comes on, and if somebody was, a girl was to turn around and present her round shape and derriere and back it up onto you in rhythm with the music, now that shit is fucking sexy. Running up to a girl behind her and just going like, nah, how is that,
I've
bruv?
Never been good at it.
Nah.
Because it makes me feel really uncomfortable. Like the club setting, walking up behind a girl and trying to dance with her, I've always felt so uncomfortable.
What kind of predator are you? What kind of fucking sicko are you?
But also, now what she has to do, you walk up behind her, you try and dance with her. Mm. You're hoping that she might have seen you at some point in the night and she's kind of familiar with your face. She's then got to either turn around and look at you.
Yeah.
Or look at a friend who stood in front of her to give her the signal, oh, yeah, he's all right, or nah. Or she's got to do the whole, like, either, for whatever reason, she might just not want to fucking dance with anybody.
Yeah.
But you know my new one now I've been doing? Like, when I go carnival, I do now, right?
What?
When I go in for a wine, never from behind.
Nah, never.
Always from the side or from the
there
front.
There you go.
Always.
And you know what? Because
I want you to see me
exactly
coming.
Exactly.
I want you to see what I look like. Look at my face.
Exactly.
This is what I look like.
But it's a genuine human response though. Like if somebody comes up behind you, like if I came up behind you and went, hey, like that, you go, huh, like that. If I came up in front of you and went, hey, you wouldn't jump. It's like a natural response. So if you go up behind somebody and start trying to fill them up with dancing, it's not right. Like you said, if you go for the wine, never from behind.
Yeah. Let's start a movement.
Hey.
Let's start a movement. When you go for wine,
never go high. When you
go, best movement ever.
Yeah.
When you go for wine, never go high. Now that's how my new set. And you know what? It gives them an opportunity to do, which I quite liked. Right. Yeah. So I go in from the side. They look at you. If they're not into it, they're like, "Oh, no, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, all right, so you keep it moving. You don't have to suffer the humiliation of turning around and being like, yeah." Or do you know the words? The really fast step away, like,
yeah. Hey. Like the Neo. I used to do this little move when I was a teenager where I'd like try and go up to them, yeah. And if I could tell they weren't feeling me by the time I got up to them, I'd be like, oh shit, is she on me? As I'm getting closer, is she on me? Oh fuck, she's definitely not on me, so I've got to keep it moving. You're right, do you know where the toilets are? Oh really? Oh cool, thanks. And you know what? It was a win-win, because if I misread it, yeah. From the response, I could tell, like, if I, you know, I told her, oh, just over there. If she was like, okay, yeah.
Oh,
then I'd be like, thank you very much. Throwing some game on you, man.
That's
there you
very
go.
Very clever.
There you go, Billy. You don't just whip your dick out and fucking throw it on the floor. Well, you don't just do
if
that.
If you're big dick, Billy, you can.
Yeah, he's like, excuse me, I just dropped that. Can you pick that up for me, please? Yeah.
Look at everyone, don't trip.
So yeah, you would not be up for doing. I think eating by yourself is cool though, man. I'm down for that.
Yeah, I'll eat by myself, but no, because you know what? Like, if we do that and then I'm not attracted to the whoever they have on the other side of the mirror, and I got to do the whole thing I always do on a date when I
have sex with them anyway, and then never talk to them again.
Have sex with them anyway, and then not talk to them. I don't.
All right, fair enough.
I don't want to have to do that.
All right, before we wrap up the show, I think we've got a couple of things that we need to do in here, Dev. We need to keep an eye on how your Spanish is at the moment, bruv. I want to say, Dev, actually, do you want to set us up on how we've got into this kind of regular feature where we test your Spanish?
It's just, I just decided it was something I was going to do at the start of the year. Or no, towards the end of last year, I downloaded Duolingo, mm-hmm. started getting really into it, started learning some Spanish, and it's been going all right, man. Like, all right. It's quite difficult, but it's easier if you do a little bit every single day, and they mm-hmm. have various incentives mm-hmm. in the app, like leaderboards mm-hmm. and points, and you can buy little outfits for your Duolingo owl.
You don't fucking do that, fuck.
I've got mine dressed in a monocle.
You really? And how much did that cost? Or is that just from prizes that you win by completing stuff?
Yeah, you just spend okay. the gems that you like acquire from completing
you
lessons.
You get gems for... you know what? I'm taking a piss out of it, but you're fucking learning Spanish anyway. But to be honest, you did do Spanish at school, right?
And I'm drawing Spanish... tens on holiday, bruv. We'll see who's laughing. When I'm speaking very basic, broken Spanish to Spanish women who might be interested,
yeah.
We'll see who's laughing then, mate. Yeah? And
you, you all know just enough Spanish to be like, she fucking hates me. Whereas an ignorant guy would be like, mate, I'm well in, mate. Right, so without further ado, let's get Spanish. Go on, then. It's sounding more Spanish. Big thank you to Laura. That's our Spanish voice that we have voicing these for you now.
Laura.
So, yeah, Laura.
Laura.
AKA Laura.
Laura.
Olé. And also shout out to Rory Reed, who's a guest last week, who gave us one of the best Spanish sound effects ever.
Is that one a bit racist?
Mm? Oh no, that's just pure elation. Is it? Billy saying it's right. Whatever, Billy.
It's on the fence, isn't it?
Whatever. What's Spanish for take your dick out? Oh, it's take your dick out, Bill. Okay, cool. Right, so we've got two phrases, Dev. And
ser el
we have increased.
Pendejo.
What's that? Is that what it is?
Take your dick.
Pendejo, that's like a swear word. That is like motherfucker or something.
Is it pendejo? Dick?
Take out your motherfucker.
Dickhead?
I don't know.
Was it pendejo?
Pendejo. Pendejo. I feel like I've got pronunciation.
This is not on Duolingo, funny enough.
It's not?
It's not.
So how are you filling in those gaps?
They do have a section that's chat up lines.
No way.
But it's stuff like, you know, you learn to say in Spanish, when God created beauty, he was inspired by you or something. They're like, I ain't fucking talking no lyrics like that, bruv.
What I need is, excuse me, do you know where the toilets are? Thanks, that's what I need.
¿Dónde es el baño, por favor?
Hey, rah! Right, two phrases, Dev. Now, bear in mind, these are going to be harder than last week's ones. And Laura, aka Laura, has been listening to the podcast. So they will be podcast
Hola,
related.
Laura, ¿cómo estás? Encantada.
Hello, Laura. Are you okay? Are you good?
Yeah.
Can I have some?
I think Encantada is nice
order?
To meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Lovely
there
you go. To meet you.
Right, ready for phrase one, Dev?
Yeah.
Mientras es totalmente aceptable tu preferencia por mujeres gorditas, no está bien sentir atracción por la vida marina.
You say something about big girls in there. Something about big women. Wait.
Let's go
again.
Mientras es totalmente aceptable tu preferencia por mujeres gorditas, no está bien sentir atracción por la vida marina.
Okay, you said I'm attracted to big women and not... there was something there about... I think you say that I'm attracted to big women and not skinny ones.
One more time.
Mientras es totalmente aceptable tu preferencia por mujeres gorditas, no está bien sentir atracción por la vida marina.
I'm not attracted to marina. What is that? Is that
cast your mind back to last week's episode, marina?
I can't remember what I did last night, mate. Let alone last week. Marina. What's marina? Is that a person? A place. Spice. You say something about big women in there anyway. I'm there interested in big women.
Here's a reveal.
While it's perfectly acceptable that you like larger women, it's not okay for you to fancy sea creatures.
A marina sea.
Yeah, because you fancied Ursula from the Little Mermaid. Is that her name? Yeah. Still, would you match that? Because there's been some comments flying in about
saying,
that, you know.
Man, I like the thickness. It was.
That's not. Is that really thickness, man? Yeah. She's not just thick though. She's a bit.
Look, everyone want to like jump on the thick train now because we've got like Lizzo and you know all these like plus size influence. I was into big girls when it was before it's cool. Okay?
I can co-sign that. Dev was he
before
did like to witness.
It was cool.
I did witness the thickness.
I'm patient zero, mate.
Say that in Spanish.
There
we go. Right, phrase two, Dev. Let's get through this.
Dar el codo en vez de la mano para saludar es el símbolo internacionalmente conocido de no sé quién eres.
I don't fucking understand a word of that.
Dar el codo en vez de la mano para saludar es el símbolo internacionalmente conocido de no sé quién eres.
No,
can you get a word out of it?
Dar el codo en vez de la mano para saludar es el símbolo internacionalmente conocido de no sé quién eres.
I got the word international then.
Yeah, internationales or whatever. Something international. International.
Pussy. B is like pussy.
International. Something or whatever. I don't know. I'm rubbish at that one.
Giving someone an elbow rather than a hand to shake is the internationally recognized symbol of I don't know who you are.
All right, cool. That's harking back to the Michael B. Jordan par that you received, which we actually put a little vote out there, and most people do agree that it was a bit of a mugging off. They think Michael B. Jordan should have dropped one of those phones and shaken it out. Listen back to last week's episode if you want some feedback on that.
Hello. You know, I'm glad that my humiliation is entertainment for so many people.
It's so good, Dev. I love it, man. Can we finish off with a Spanish phrase this section, please?
Oh, a Spanish phrase. What have I been learning? Oh, I've been learning a lot of like useless shit. So, okay. Los jefes leer los mensajes los lunes.
What does that mean?
The bosses read the messages on lunes, Mondays.
Okay. Fair enough. That's great.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Dev. Thank you.
What was the big women one? Mujer gordita.
Gordita, you like that one, yeah?
Mientras es totalmente aceptable tu preferencia por mujeres gorditas,
mujeres
no
gorditas.
Está bien sentir atracción por la vida marina. While it's perfectly acceptable that you like larger women, it's not okay for you to fancy sea creatures.
Think of all those suction cups, though, all over you.
Oh, that's
cup
that
me,
is,
baby.
That is
sorry. You that know is. How I like it?
Anyway, am I the arsehole? I'd like to finish the show on, Dev. It's what's up, Bill?
Find out what pandejo means. It means stupid.
It means stupid. I'm an idiot.
Oh, that's not that bad a deal.
I meant dickhead or something.
Bandejo, for not knowing what bandejo means. But yeah, am I the arsehole went down quite well last week. We threw a couple of those down. It's this thing on Reddit that I'm kind of getting addicted to.
You know what
reading.
You should do one week?
What?
Is have pictures of actual arseholes on the screen. And then maybe some things that look like an arsehole, like lips when they're really tight together. And then there'll be loads of not arseholes and then an actual arsehole. And then we can play a game called Am I the Arsehole?
Let's not do that, Dev.
Oh, okay. It's like a maybe pile idea. Why do I keep wanting us to watch porn on this show?
Basically, you're saying.
Good another idea, yeah. Right?
So, basically, eat the arsehole. So, blindfold me, and there's three things you have to lick, and I have to guess which is the arsehole, man.
I've got another idea. Yeah. Quick, Billy, pull up Pornhub real quick, right? Like,
press play, and just give me some cream, bruv. No, wait, turn off the lights. No, I've done this before.
I've got an idea, right? Google Shemale Orgy. Wait. What's it? No, listen.
Stay with me. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, all right. I'm going on it now. All right, what do you want me to do? What should I click on, Dev?
That one. No, wait.
All right, cool. Oh, there's a paywall here. I need to get
sorry,
my...
I've got a password.
Okay,
I've got a password,
cool. Thank you very much. All right, cool. Oh, wow. Okay, wow. I don't know if that's legal in this country.
All right, let's not do that. Let's do Am I the Arsehole.
Okay, cool. So Am I the Arsehole? I've got three for you today. There's one called Computer Issues, one called The Computer Virus, one called My Mum is an Influencer. Which should we go for first?
How then? Sad. Is my mum... my mum's an influencer. That's a good school grand diss, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? My mum? Bruv, your mum's an influencer, blood. What are you talking about? Influencer with 80 followers, blood. Shut up.
Your mum, influencer, OnlyFans.
I saw your mum reviewing charcoal Face pill, bruv. Shut your mouth.
Shut up, man. About? Your mum got 4 likes, bruv. Yeah? And one of them was me, cuz.
Bruv, your mum's flogging weight loss tea on the gram, bruv. Shut your mouth.
Your mum's selling fit tea and she ain't even a fit tea, bruv.
Where's she? I know she ain't drinking the tea herself, bruv. I know she ain't drinking that tea herself.
Hey, tell the truth, bruv. Hey, your mum don't look like she drinks any of that tea, bruv.
Bruv, you can't chat to me. Your mum don't even know how to use filters, hey, bruv.
Your mum's story's dead. Right, cool. Now, I'm a teenager and my mum is kind of famous on Instagram, all right? She's a blogger and she also does a little bit of Facebook influencing as well, okay? So she's an all-round influencer, right? That's who this mum is. Now, it sucks, Dev, yeah? Because there's so much out there and my mum seems to be on it. So whenever I go for a job, whenever I'm dating, whenever anyone looks up my name, they see my fucking mum. So I found a website that
better than seeing your mum fucking.
So I found a website that will print custom jackets, print all over the front, back, arms, whatever. And I ordered some hoodies that say a bunch of phrases on them. No photos, no videos. I do not consent to be photographed. No means no. Respect my privacy. No cameras. No profiting off my image, mum. Now, this sounds pretty silly. It actually looks pretty sick.
How much money did he spend on that? Let me see.
Your mum must be... No, there's no picture for this. It's just a story. I don't know, but your mum must be doing all right so that you have enough money to do all that fucking shit. I got one for me and my 9-year-old sister. And I guess the idea is that my mum can't take good-looking pictures or even candid ones with us in the backgrounds because the hoodies are always on. They're always on view. My mum was pretty mad when they showed up and I was really mad when she got mad at me for wearing mine. Like, she says she just wants pictures of our young years, and she says she won't post pictures without asking, but she's been doing it. She's always posting us. But anyway, things are a bit messy now. She always says that to me. She always says I'm not going to post, and then she does when I'm not looking. So I want money every time my mum posts pictures, or I'm always going to wear my hoodie, right? It kind of goes on like this, right? She always mentions consent and stuff and says it doesn't matter because they're her kids, but... Is this an asshole move? Wearing photos on a hoodie? Well, wearing hoodies for photos?
I think, for a start, let's address the elephant in the room. Like, your mum's crazy. She's obviously addicted to that life.
Yeah, she very addicted to that
sure,
life.
I'm sure she's trying to provide a good life for her kids. But... if they say to you, oh, please don't take pictures of me and put them on your social media, you go, okay, cool. You don't go, oh, but, you know, I'm creating memories. And I don't know, it's almost like they're being held hostage by their mum to help. Part of me wants to believe it's because she's trying to secure a future for them, but I can't help but feel like she's addicted to that lifestyle, man, getting them likes.
Addicted to the like lifestyle, which isn't really a healthy way to live, is it?
No. All right. Well, it happens to all of us, though. You know, I have to snap myself out of it sometimes. If I post something or I put up a story, I've got to check it like every 5 seconds. Oh, who's watching it? How many people have seen it? You've got to remind yourself, oh, who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
Exactly. So what are we calling this? Arsehole? Not an arsehole?
It seemed like they'd gone... they made a lot of good points there. If you brought up in conversation with the mum, they had to go and get the merch done. And then on top of that, they're also saying, well, if you're going to do it anyway, then at least let me see some of that. The mum's the arsehole in this one.
The mum is an arsehole.
Big arsehole.
All right, let's give you one more before we get out of here then. Am I the arsehole? I had to make this on a throwaway account because I know people will see my real Reddit account. I like it. When I hear that, I'm like, it's about to get deep out here, right? In my family, I'm the tech guy, unfortunately. Now, this means I always have to help my parents anytime they get the smallest issues with their computer. Something as stupid as maximizing a window and finding out why the fucking computer won't turn on because it's not even turned on at the wall. It can be annoying, but I put up with it with my family, all right? Now, my dad has a friend who is in his late 60s, and he mentioned that there is something wrong with his computer. It can be very slow and full of pop-ups. So, of course, my dad asked me to help him. I said, hey, Dad, cool. Now, his friend lives like an hour away, so I decided to just remotely connect to his PC. So, like, he tells the guy to open a browser window, they do some jiggery-pokery, and he can control this guy's computer from far away. Now we're on the phone together and I give him instructions after I'm in. I realise he's not kidding when he says the computer was slow. It took like fucking 15 minutes to open up Internet Explorer. I originally thought this was because it had many toolbars or add-ons and maybe there was some like malware, like virusy stuff in there. So I begin the process of installing something called Malware Bytes. Basically something just cleans up the fucking computer and gets it working quicker. Now the old guy's getting frustrated and keeps asking me, am I almost finished yet? I tried to calm him down. He starts progressively getting angrier and angrier the longer it takes, making suggestions like, I should have just got a professional in instead. This is fucking ridiculous. Now my blood's starting to boil because one, I'm doing this for free, and two,
I would have hung up.
He should
immediately. If I was doing a favour for that for somebody, and they'd be like, should have got a professional. I'd have gone, yeah. Okay, when are you going fucking get one? Huh? When are you going fucking get one?
Fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. So cut to the point. I've got
the
malware.
This is going to make me absolutely furious, but go on. I'm already really mad.
I got Malware Bytes installed and I got the computer to work a little faster. I was disgusted by his attitude. So before I log off, the old man goes, I'm sorry, this is taking too long. So I'm going to have to go and get fat dinner with my family. I'll just leave you to it. So I said, all right, dickhead. I set his desktop to a gay photographic image of two men looking into the camera as one rides the other. Then I left a message telling him it was all fixed. My dad came home the next day asking if I did anything to the gentleman's computer. I tell him that I made it faster. And my dad goes on to basically say, when the old guy got back, he saw the gay pic with his wife in the room and he had to defend himself, saying that he was honest. He didn't do anything to the computer. He didn't know why it was there. And unfortunately, he doesn't know how to change the desktop background.
Of course he doesn't.
And he wants me to try and fix it.
That's what makes it so funny, is of course he doesn't know how to change the desktop picture on there.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it is really funny. Really funny way to get somebody back. I feel like the punishment doesn't fit the crime in this case, because what happened was the guy was rude. The older guy was rude, ungrateful, and made the other guy angry and upset him. Whereas the situation that guy's created for the old man in his house, now having to explain that to his wife, like you're probably tapping into years of maybe her suspecting us. There's something about him.
Yeah.
He's always down at that fucking computer. Why is he so indoors?
Why was he there for hours trying to fix this goddamn computer?
And then that pops up and he's oh, I didn't know. Oh, I promise I didn't.
It's the computer on me.
So he might have, even if they laugh about it, he's planted a seed now in that guy's relationship that might be there forever now.
So are you saying that he's the arsehole, Dev?
He should have just like flipped out on him. That's what I would have done. Had a go at him, going, listen, I fixed that computer for you. It's running a lot faster, but I don't appreciate the way that you were talking to me. I was doing this as a favor for you to help you out for no money. About you should have got a professional.
So are you saying?
In fact, you know what? Apologize to me. I want you to apologize for your stinking attitude. I should have hung up on you. I'm getting so. where am I? Turn your computer on now. I really got into that. That was a.
So is he the arsehole then, Dev?
Yeah, I think he is. I think the guy who put the gay porn picture on the guy's computer, I think you are an arsehole for doing that. It's too much. It is funny. It's hilarious. It's a great way to get somebody back. But I feel like it was too much. Okay. I feel like the guy threw a couple of rocks over at you and you nuked him. You know, you
you Putin'd him.
You went full red button. Like
you trumped him, yeah? Okay.
It was a bit too much.
There we go, bruv. So you're without further ado. You are.
You are a cunt, you are a cunt. Nobody likes you because you are a cunt.
There you go, it's official.
I mean, I would have said like maybe a bit of an arsehole.
Fuck off and die, you useless cunt.
That's what you would have played down the phone to the old guy.
It's really interesting about whoever sung that. They sound like they're classically trained. So they would have done years and years and years of learning and perfecting their voice and probably studied under some pretty prestigious teachers. And then
to bring us that,
the sum of their works is a song about being a
cunt.
I appreciate that. That's good work. I like people like you. Thank you very much, whoever made that. Yeah, so I think it's time we wrap up today's show. Where can we find you, Dev?
On Radio 1 at the weekends, 1 till 4, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm. And also my new podcast, Old Enough to Know Better, comes out on Valentine's Day.
Wicked.
And that's why it's about love. So search Old Enough to Know Better wherever you already listen to your podcast.
That's the one. And Dev on all social medias as well. Is it Dev101 on Twitter? And
Dev on underscore 101 on Twitter. Dev on Instagram, it's just the word Dev, D-E-V. And please don't inbox me trying to buy my username from me, because even if I could sell it, I'm not allowed to because a friend of mine sorted me out. So
start entertaining. I want to know how much people are willing to offer, though.
I want to know. I've had, I think, serious offers before, but again, can't follow through it. So.
Fair enough. All right, I'm Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy on all social medias. We're How to Kill an Hour on all social medias. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Also, don't forget, join our Facebook group. We're going to start putting all the clips and stuff from the show in that as well. You can get involved. We're really interested in people firing ideas over to us, because some of the ideas in today's show came from friends of the show, like sending us stuff, and we kind of want it all to be in one place. I think the Facebook group is a good way to do that.
Thanks, guys. We wouldn't be anything without you. That's a lie. I'd still be here. I'd still be all right. But your contribution is valued.
It's much appreciated. Let's leave you with some more Mark Ribillet. It's not going to be Booby Body. It's something else.
Christopher Kringle, the pimp. Christopher Kringle, the motherfucking pimp, y'all. Hey, yo, he's coming down from the North Pole, checking on his block.
This one's a creeper.
How y'all doing? Yo, I'm here to collect my cut.
We thinking, Dev?
Kris Kringle pimping on these motherfucking hoes.
Yeah, man.
Yo, did you have a good day? Don't answer that. Give me that cut, bitch. I'm Kris Kringle now, cause Kris Kringle, the pimp man.
Suck some Erykah Badu shit.
Suck that dick. Kris Kringle, the pimp man. Suck that dick. Kris Kringle, the pimp man.
God, take it up another level, Mark.
Kris Kringle, the pimp man. Suck that dick. Yo, where you been? Where you going? Who you doing? Where you give me that money, bitch, right now, damn it, huh? Where you think you're walking off to? Get the fuck back here. This is your corner, you work that. Nobody gonna tell you what to do except me, cause I'm Kris Kringle, bitch, and I'm the pimp in charge. Pimp in charge. You listen to me because I motherfucking listen to it. Kris Kringle, the pimp man.
Oh, he's hitting the pianos.
Suck that dick. Kris Kringle, the pimp man. Suck that dick. Kris Kringle, the pimp man. Suck that dick. Kris Kringle, the pimp man. Suck.
Hey!
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's sick, isn't he? Mark, we want to get you on the show, bruv.
This is a really good outro.
Marcus Bronzy, the pimp man. Big Billy, the dick man.
The dick man.
Peace.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.